This is Natalie Jean. Do you want to get warm? Well, Midwest, you come on out to Page 7 in Wizard and the Bruiser Live this week. We will be in Chicago. We will be in Pontiac. We'll be in Milwaukee. That is January 9th, 10th, and 11th. We want to see you. We want to squeeze you. We want you to feel the heat coming from us. Come out, get some warm, toasty toes with us at lastpodcastnetwork.com/P7Live. So see us then. It is 9th, 10th, and 11th, Chicago, Pontiac, Milwaukee, Page 7, Wizard and the Bruiser Live. I love you!
2, 3, 4!
The world was so big, and I was so small. Your voice was always the loudest of all.
January gloom, January gloom, January gloom, January gloom. We're in January gloom, guys. It's after the holidays. It's post-holidays.
I can't be defeated.
Right.
Yeah, I don't feel gloomy this year.
Yeah. Well, you have a little baby. You're running around your apartment catching mice like a...
Well, that's kind of gloomy.
Madman.
That's kind of gloomy, yeah. I will say.
Was it January gloom or February?
No, it was January.
January, yeah. Just because it's after the holidays, yeah. And blah, blah, blah.
Everything slows down. Well, the holidays were like packed into each other this year.
Yeah, same.
Like
you
sausage?
You don't realize as soon as Thanksgiving was over, you were eating almost the same kind of food for Christmas.
That's every year, though.
Leftovers?
No, but Thanksgiving was particularly late this year.
Oh.
In the day?
Oh.
No, it's usually the same time.
It was Marla's birthday today, or on Thanksgiving as well.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Marla. Yeah.
She thanks you. She's outside there, probably watching reality TV.
Well, that's her jammy jam, man.
That's her jam, man.
That is her jam. Much like the mice enjoy the jam that sits out on the counter of my kitchen.
Why do you leave food out on the counter?
Jam, specifically.
I was just trying to segue jam. Yeah. It's not regular food. They eat through things, man. They're hungry ass. January gloom too. They're like, fuck, it's cold.
Yeah, pack it on.
There's no money in the reserve tank. I'm out of here.
The mice say that.
There's no money in the reserve tank.
Yeah. Mice say that.
Yeah, yes. Mice say that.
Don't they have little small mouse cigar boxes that they check for?
And little small mouse cigars.
Guys,
you know what?
I've watched Tales of Despero. I've watched Ratatouille. I've even watched Fievel.
Goes West or?
Oh, both of them.
Okay.
In fact.
Classic
and
movies.
So you can tell that, you know, they do. They have families. They've got, you know, baggage, literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
And all of that stuff.
What about
both kinds?
Here's what I always like to say when I'm around mice. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Morona is rolling his eyes at that segue.
You can call me Mickey.
And to his right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Call him Minnie.
And my name is Jeremy. Thank you so much for tuning in to this mini-sode.
This mouse mini.
This mousy-sode.
Minnie mouse themed episode.
Yeah, I don't want it to be Minnie mouse themed, but. In the last 48 hours, I have seen multiple mice.
You've been attacked.
One was up on the dining room table.
Rearing its paws.
Just hanging out, and my wife was sitting there, and she didn't see it, and then she saw it and freaked out and jumped on top of the chair, and it was a tiny little mouse, and it was scared, and it went hiding in the corner. I had to grab a box, and I shoot it into a box.
I love gender roles.
I took it outside, and I knocked it outside, and not... 4 hours later, I see another mouse that's slightly bigger than the other one.
Driving an Uber.
A small little red car.
Driving, making money, card service. Yeah.
I came to Brooklyn with 50 pieces of cheese.
Yep.
That's all I had.
Let's make that your read for Five Old Goes East, maybe, the third movie in the franchise. So he is available.
There's not going to be a third movie in that franchise.
East Side Five will got run over.
In my franchise, in my apartment, because they're all going down now.
Yeah. Well, unless you want.
I tried to be nice and shoo them out. Now I'm pissed. I'm only pissed because my wife's pissed because she's so terrified of them and thinks that they're bringing the Black Plague into the house with the baby.
You're only pissed because your wife's pissed because your wife's allergic to cats, so you can't have one.
And that is accurate as well.
Oh.
I would not mind having a cat because I do love cats. And dogs, but I love cats.
I've never had a dog. I don't think I'm ready to now.
Dogs are great.
Would G like a dog?
Of course he would.
He's a big fan.
Yeah, G likes the cat that his mom has, even though he's a little too huggy at times.
The cat? It's,
no.
No, G. Oh. Who do you think, between a three-year-old and a cat, who do you think is more into huggy? Hugs?
Listen, I've seen a lot of cats on the internet, you know what I mean? They hug, they embrace, they
right,
kiss.
You only see the camera shot when it's turned on.
Yeah.
After
yeah.
that huggy cat is huggy, it's scratchy and bitey.
Behind the scenes, yeah. Yeah. It's a little okay. different story.
That's why I don't mess with cats, just dogs. Just one dog in my life, and her name's Muppet. And she just left. She was here for the last 4 days, so.
The co-share dog.
Yeah,
the timeshare.
Using you like an old dish rag and just throwing you to the side.
That's right.
And she's done.
That's right.
How does it feel, Jeremy?
And it takes 3 days for the dog to settle in here.
In bed, yeah.
And actually eat, because, you know, Muppet seems to, like, come here and just just go on a hunger strike for like 2 days. Cause
I hope Corinne's not
mommy,
listening to this.
Oh, she knows.
Mommy.
She protests. That's
she
what
protests,
she does. Yeah.
And then as soon as she gets comfortable,
it's
bye
time,
Muppet.
It's time to go back.
Yeah. She's gotten it down to a day. It takes a day to get over her feels.
It's like me traveling to Japan.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Each time you got to get over it. If you travel very far, you should just plan for gastrointestinal problems. Ugh. Just factor it in and then you won't be surprised.
It's that airport dog sushi.
Or cat sushi.
What?
Yeah. Or cat sushi.
Okay, so Gerard got, in the theme of play kitchens, Gerard got some toy sushi for Christmas. I think maybe from mom.
Whoa.
From Aunt Claire. Yeah, there's like a wooden block of rice with Velcro on top. And then the shrimp has Velcro and the salmon has Velcro.
That's awesome.
I think the avocado has Velcro,
and
too.
And does he roll it?
He doesn't roll it.
I mean, I didn't know if it had like a thing where it
on
made
that,
it.
That yeah. would be funny. Of course.
Yeah.
No, I think he just attaches it and then, you know, serves it to us.
It's just sashimi.
It's sushi.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know. I was imagining like some sort of, you know, I'm an ideas guy. You know what I mean? Look,
is that what you are?
Yeah. How could you not know that yet by now?
I'm looking at
it. I'm an ideas guy. Follow through, not so much, but ideas, I got a lot of them. Yeah. What else is going on, fellas, other than being not gloomy in January for the first time in a long time?
I'm not gloomy.
Yeah. I missed a couple days of meds, so it's going to hit me here shortly.
I was thinking about going off my medication, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
I just want normal erections.
Is that true?
I don't know.
It's all left up?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? You just said you have irregular erections when you're on drugs.
No, I just said I want normal ones.
Not ones that do. How are they?
They're just completely
they
sideways instead of straight?
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird.
I just like, I know SSRIs affect your boners. So
yes.
I'll blame it on that.
Yeah, please.
And then I'll go off. You know, I'll go off.
You're going to try.
I don't know. Yeah. This was just a thing, you know, because I was thinking about gloomy January. I'm feeling good.
Uh-huh.
How could I fuck this up?
Right. Let's go off meds. No, I don't think that's what you're thinking. But I've thought about that too, but I don't think I was always going to adjust in the winter and have a little more in the winter and a little less in the summer because there's, you
can
know.
You do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could get like,
you could get
40 milligrams in the summer and then 20 in the winter and just cut back and just kind of, as long as you meet in the middle.
Interesting.
And I'm at 50, so I might.
Oh, you're 50.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not to 50.
Go down
That's
to
one
30.
Of my I really don't rock a lot of Princess Bride references, but
please
not,
do.
Not to 50 is probably my favorite one.
Yeah.
My 6-year-old nephew is obsessed with that movie now.
Okay.
And just every time I'm over at my parents' house and he's there, like that is on TV.
Wow.
And I find it just hilarious because he's six. I mean, yeah. Some of that's a little like.
Yeah, little advanced.
Well, we knew a little
advanced for him. And
well,
I can
we knew
tell...
Andre the Giant at the time from contacts. You know what I mean? We
yes.
had contacts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not a lot of
I
the
actually
other.
Actually, I had to explain to him that he was a professional wrestler.
Right. Not a lot of the other performers. You don't really have that unless you were.
He didn't care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was not into wrestling. He just liked to say the line, you know.
Dandy Tumbleweed.
Oh, no, that's a different line. One. Okay, sorry.
My name is, you know.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it.
Slim
now.
Shady.
Don't
yeah.
do it.
Yeah. Well, that's something. If you're out there and you're struggling, give us a call. 347-470-8150.
If you think...
Leave a voicemail message and we'll get back to you.
If you think antidepressants affect your boners, let us know at 347-470-8150.
Yeah, we'll hit us up on the socials. We're here to talk. Mike is on there every day. I'm presuming you're still tweeting, still
occasionally replying,
and then we do the Instagram. So if Facebook, if you guys have any,
you
want to
give anybody some visual clues?
Yeah,
you can do that.
It's good though. I hope that I mean, I don't know why we're feeling good with all this Iran stuff and all the. It makes no sense, but I feel hopeful. It sounds like you feel hopeful, Danny. You're always hopeful.
I didn't say
I wasn't. I'm not. I take my feelings and
shove them down inside.
No. I take my feelings right now about like January and usually feeling crappy and feeling good, even though I'm a little sick. But I'm not talking about Iran and all that shit. That doesn't affect my date. That is like something else to me.
Yes.
Like I'm trying very hard to have those in separate boxes. Like
right.
My life is one thing and what's going on in the world is another thing. Not to not think about it, but just I have to,
because otherwise
I have
like,
to compartmentalize it or else I will.
Doesn't Alfie read the paper?
Constantly gloomy.
Doesn't Alfie read the paper though?
No.
You can't hide it from him forever.
No, that's true. I'm not, you know, he's 6 months old. He's doing a lot of ablablablablablin. So, you know, I guess I could be speaking to him sooner than later.
You could be getting him a Fox News slot.
It could be it sounds like Iranian. You know what I mean? He could be speaking.
He shits his pants at the slightest provocation. He would be a great Fox News guest.
He did get his first cold.
Oh,
you never forget your first cold.
Literally, I am sick. We've all been sick. I've never had that happen before. I've lived with other people in apartments for a long time when people get sick.
Hitting stick. The hitting stick caught a cold.
Hitting stick caught a cold. I never caught a cold.
Yeah, he'd
always
during football season, so it's cold. Yeah.
But I don't really remember like going through like my family when one of us would get sick, then everyone would get sick. Maybe my parents were just good at like hiding that shit.
Arresting the norovirus.
But I got fucked. Bad. I don't know if you can hear it in my.
Oh yeah, I can hear it.
Definitely.
Easy, buddy.
Is it gone though? Are you gonna infect us?
No. This is day six. It's almost done.
Okay, good.
It's got to be done.
Are you?
It doesn't come back around. I mean, he got snotty because Kate's friends came over with their little kid, who's around the same age, who goes to daycare. Who they didn't say was snotty, and like they're like, "Hey, hold the baby." I went to hold the baby. And it was just like snot oozing out of his nose. And I was like, fuck.
That sounds like a garbage pail kid.
It really was. He looked like a garbage pail kid. And I didn't know what to do. So I took my jacket off. I took my shirt off.
And
I wiped
all the snot off with my jacket.
No, I made sure that as soon as I gave him back, I like changed clothes. I washed my hands.
You went
into
the clean room. They have a clean room.
I don't want to get sick.
Which is nice.
Oh, yeah.
Then they're like, let's take a cute picture and a little video.
And
like,
the kid
put
threw
them
up
next
on
to
me.
Each other. And they're like grabbing at each other and holding each other's hands and sticking their hands in them. And I was just like, just watching this happen. And I've never felt this way before. And I was just like, oh my God!
It's happening.
So
it's going.
And no, it like zoomed into an extreme close up of just like snot.
The picture was the
slow zoom.
They were not like 30 seconds finished from like taking this little photo shoot that I had already grabbed.
First
like wipes, and I was like wiping his hands down in front of them. I didn't even care. I was just like, you guys didn't even say that your kid was sick. Like,
yeah,
bullshit.
So did you put
their
kid? I hope
they're not a podcast.
Did you put?
I'm going to see them on Saturday. I'm going to give them a mess of shit.
Say dinner's on you,
motherfuckers.
Did you put their kids in quarantine after that, or your kid in quarantine? After
no,
that?
I just I try to like clean them off, but Kate didn't necessarily do all the proactive things that I did.
Hoof and mouth disease. They would make people like walk across disinfectant. You know what I mean? In England, because they were having to kill, they have to kill all the cows and bulls and stuff. Mm-hmm. They're just killing them all. So when Gerard got hand and mouth disease, I was wondering if we had to drag
handstands.
I'm just wondering if we had to drag him
through
disinfectant. Yeah, crawl through disinfectant. Yeah.
Listen, you're young, but you're gonna have to learn to handstand through this shit. Hands down.
Yeah, yeah.
Sanitized,
or as I like to say, grab the Purell.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
And that's the thing, too. Like, we go to so many conventions and we meet a ton of people, and like, I'm not a germaphobe, but I'm constantly using Purell.
I think the German people are just fine.
I don't want to catch anything. And just one time that I'm like, oh, this is going to, he's going to get sick. Bam, he got sick, coughed on me, probably with my mouth, you know, like something.
Is he acting into your mouth?
He spit in your mouth?
No, you know, sometimes
he the WWE,
starts like sneeze in my face. And I don't know, maybe sometimes.
Who, me?
No, Alfred.
A big fan?
No, not a big fan.
Has it ever happened at a convention? Like you'd stay there for
no,
a picture?
No, but I have seen people.
Somebody sneezes right into your
people,
mouth?
No. No, but I have seen people like be snotty and like rubbing their face and then want to fucking shake my hand. And I'm like,
elbow bump.
Yeah. The elbow of friendship pops out.
That was George Raft, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Smart guy.
Elbow of friendship.
Good guy.
A lot of people.
Yeah, not my, knocked me down.
Not your healthiest.
Didn't really fuck Kate up, but it fucked me up.
Not your healthiest hour.
Oh, dude. Like Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, I was like down.
For the
like
listener, those are days previous to today.
Yes, that is true.
Did you make chicken soup or did Kate make you chicken soup?
I had some chicken soup.
Is that your go-to, your sick go-to?
Does Sally send you chicken soup?
No, my sick go-to soup is hot and sour soup.
Really?
Mulligatawny for me.
Oh, mulligatawny is fucking the jam.
Mulligatawny for me.
But, you know, I always make chicken noodle soup with, you know, like the fake bouillon chicken or whatever. That's my go-to. And Gatorade. Always have to have Gatorade. And all, two specific
in the
kinds.
Soup?
No.
That's weird.
Either the lemon lime
Frost.
Or the red, and that's it. That's all I like.
Oh, I threw up both of those last time.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Last time I got sick.
We did make chicken soup, though, and we have Kate's parents always go to Shady Maple, and they come back with meats for me.
A carcass?
Oh, they come back with all... No, they have these, like, footballs. It's like these smoked chicken footballs. Basically what they look like. They're like, it's just like the big breast.
A ball of chicken.
And it's been smoked on the outside, so then it's like, it's kind of like skinned and brown on the outside. It's delicious.
Do you guys run it like
anyway,
a
we
running
take it,
back
no,
to
we
the
No, we just
kitchen?
Take it and we chop it into Tuck 16 it. Pieces and we put it in vegetable broth and just let it sit for a long time. It just kind of falls apart. It's delicious.
You're
that
reverse,
helps as well.
You're reverse engineering chicken soup backwards from a
yeah
from a smoked chicken
yeah from a smoked chicken back into the soup. Mm-hmm. It's actually very good.
You got it from Shady Mapes.
Shout out to Shady Mapes.
Is that true?
What's that?
That's where it is. Shady
oh, that's
Mapes?
Where it came from.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Have you worn your sweatshirt yet? Or
no,
gift,
I'm gonna
or
I'm gonna
you?
Wash it in the washing machine.
I would wash it because the people that go to Shady Maple and they might be touching stuff and been eating.
I couldn't see through the sweatshirt, so they couldn't have been touched by people from Shady Maple.
I had something weird happen at work yesterday that we were shooting at the hospital on like 90th and 1st, you know, that the hospital. Mm-hmm. You go down the ramp into the thing.
99th.
Yeah. 99th. There you go. So we're in there working. Location guy opened up this door and he's like, you guys should go take a look. And there was a door. It was just a room. It was a morgue. We were shooting in the morgue, which was creepy in itself.
That's a bit of a tip off, huh?
Yeah. So we were like, oh, that's weird. You know, what's the big deal? Because they went on the scout and they looked. So they knew all the big wigs knew what was in there. So we went in there. Shelves, old shelves. It looked like a bomb shelter from the 50s. And on these shelves.
It's a non-functioning.
Oh, it's
hospital?
Functioning.
It's
yeah.
a working hospital, yeah. But just not this part of it.
Yeah. Must have not had dead bodies that day or something. They took them. I don't know what happened.
The murder business was slow.
Yeah. Yeah. But we went in this room. I'm surprised you've never done this, unless it sounds familiar. But
is it ritual murder?
No, I just go in this room, and it's like the Mutter Museum. It's like there's six great metal shelves, and there's little jars of like brains and like, I don't know, pieces of flesh and stuff. And then you look over to this other shelf.
And it says Muggsy Bogues.
Babies.
Oh.
Just babies in jars. So there's like a twin baby with hair on the head and they're in a jar. And there's like these two babies that had Zika, so their heads didn't develop. So they just look like fully formed for the Patreon.
For the listeners, Jeremy's making a face.
So yeah, that was just a weird thing. But they, and one of them said it was the twins were from 1952.
They look great for being 68 years old.
But they like took fishing wire and they would like hang them in the jar, so they would like be standing up like this. It was terrifying. But I guess I don't know why you keep that shit for all those years in a room that
might have been some specific.
If you do
case,
if you do taxidermy, but for fetuses, let us know at 347-470-8150,
and we will not call the police on you.
No, that's interesting because I wonder, you know, who
you're just
does
asking
that stuff.
For pathologists to call in right now. Is that what you're asking?
It's podcaster patient rights. So they have it. We have that in our side. Anyway, it was just weird. It was like a trip back to the Motor Museum and
without the Philly pretzels.
Yes.
And without the Jesus Christ pose.
Yes. And without the Pete's Diner. No.
Little Pete's is gone.
I wish you could have gotten that sign and we could throw it on this wall in here or something. But.
And then you would have gotten rid of it when you wanted to make room.
No. Not if it's on the wall.
Yeah. For the listener, walked in today and there's like, Jeremy is half of the sidewalk outside of his apartment just taken up with garbage.
It's not garbage.
It's not quite garbage.
It's one step from garbage.
It's one step away from garbage.
It's definitely another man's treasure. How about that?
It's another man's treasure.
Yeah. I was gonna comment, Jeremy, actually, that in my walk from the train station, typically on a typical day, I'll encounter at least 5 fines.
Yes.
In my trip, and I was almost shut out completely until I got to right in front of your sidewalk.
Which not an accident.
Really made up for everything.
That's why they're out there, just for you. I saw you grabbed, there's some DVDs out there. If anybody wants season 1 of the OC, season 2 of the OC, the full set, it's out there.
Wow. If you two are looking to take on that Chris McAuliffe.
Stop by the outside of Seltzer King Studios. You can just figure out where that is. Mike, please don't tell them.
It's
what else?
347-470-8150. Let us know when you find us.
Dead babies in jars. That was weird. You've been sick. January gloom.
I've been positive.
That's a minisode right there.
We've covered most things.
I've been positive.
Good.
I got in a car crash months ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Rear-ended a young lady in New Jersey. And then I proceeded to drive around with a fucked up car for a long time, just feeling like I was invincible. And then I just got the car fixed.
Hmm.
So it looks better now.
So you're good as new.
Gosh, I'm glad you mentioned that. I remembered that the day before New Year's, somebody clipped the Jetta on the driver's side and broke the mirror, the side view mirror.
For the listener, Danny's talking about his wife's car.
1994?
2002.
Smells like 2002
VW Jetta.
Smells like crayons.
It does smell like crayons. Right. If you remember,
more than one person,
Volkswagen,
more than one
Jetta
person agrees
that smells like crayons. Call us at
347-470-8150
with the "and" spelled out.
That's somewhat
so
correct.
it busted, and it's going to cost a decent amount of money to fix it. And I don't feel like doing it,
bro. You
so
want to take it to Marlin?
So look,
I got the guy.
Was,
I got a good
you
guy.
You got a good guy. That's great.
Yeah,
I put some duct tape on it because it's a silver car, so it doesn't really look that messed up. And it still was down a little bit. So you know what I did, gentlemen? Went to the corner store, bought myself a Topo Chico, drank that shit, put the bottle cap in between, and it's up just enough that it's like perfect at level for me to see my side view mirror. So my side view mirror
is held
fixed.
Up with a shim.
It's fixed, and it's fixed with Topo Chico bottle cap.
It's shimmed with a bottle cap.
That's not bad.
I had a moment where I was like, yeah, fuck you, MacGyver.
I can help you put that on. You don't have to go to the mechanic there and spend money.
Fix your car, guys.
Order that shit on eBay.
Well, everything. The thing is, I'm gonna have to get a whole new case and everything for it. But it still works.
Look on eBay.
All the electronics in there still works on it. They basically just busted
the outside.
Thanks for tuning in to Danny and Mike's This Old Car. for this week, our sponsors are Delco.
That's right, and
Pep Boys.
Yes,
the ones with the huge heads.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, before we go, let's shout out some shows that were just announced. April Fool's show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, April Fool's in
Philadelphia.
Speaking of Philadelphia, we're gonna maybe we'll go back to the Motor Museum. I don't know.
I
maybe
do
we'll
it.
Get some
Muggsy
more pretzels.
Bogues.
Muggsy Bogues.
Muggsy Bogues.
That was the first thing I thought of when I went in there. I thought that those babies were, several of those would make a Muggsy Bogues.
I just saw Toby Huss at work, and he mentioned that he and his daughter had been to the, just been to the Muter.
Oh, really?
Last week, yeah. Nice. They went to, took a trip to Philly, and
well,
he said he was a little sick.
Well, we want you guys yes. to take your trip down to Philly, too.
And we promise we won't make you sick. It's no. at the Ardmore Music Hall in Philly.
Ardmore Music Hall.
On
April Fool's Day.
April 1st, 2020.
1st of April, 2020.
And then followed by April 2nd in Boston
at
the Hard Rock Cafe.
The suspense was killing me. Yeah. Yeah. Just said, on April 2nd, we're going to be in Boston at the Hard Rock Live.
That's right.
The Hard Rock Live, is that different from the Hard Rock Cafe?
No, it's the Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah. Live.
I mean, just live. It's the Hard Rock. Yeah, you could find it. Just look for the guitars.
What about the car sticking out of the...
We're not going to steal any car.
There's like maybe we'll sticking out of the...
Oh, no, that's like Chili's. One of those Mexican spots have. Oh, no, that's the cab company.
Yeah, Caliente Cab Cafe.
Also, check us out all next week. We start A Leg with Lori Beth for the All That edition. We're going to be in San Diego, Long Beach, L.A., Fresno, San Francisco, and... So much more coming in the very near future.
The college football tryout circuit.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
Look, yeah. I could still be a kicker, man.
I've always wanted to be a kicker.
You guys both have foreign sounding names.
That's true. Mm. That makes it. Janikowski. Yeah.
I made the practice squad at 38 with my good leg.
That would be amazing. And you get tackled once and that's
my
your career.
One good leg.
I packed everything into my one good leg and I made it. Actually, there was a feel good story about that. Remember the guy who went to like Jets camp?
Did he get on the team?
I don't know. Yeah. I should have been more prepared. Anyway, yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Check us out on The Last Podcast Network. For ticket links, go to nostalgiapersonified.com. Check us out on The Last Podcast Network, lastpodcastnetwork.com. Also, give us a shout out on our voicemail, 347-470-8150. And what else, gents?
DannyMike.com with the N spelled out.
There you go.
If you were to audition for Micro Machines commercials, you would have not gotten it.
You never know.
Would have lost.
Yeah, I can't do it. I try to fit everything in, you know. Sometimes
you do a really good job. I'm really proud of you. Let's do it. Okay.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad. That's not bad. That's not bad.
Bye.
Before we go, you can find this guy at Michael C. Morono on the Twitters. You can find Danny at D. Tamborelli or at Danny Tamborelli on the Instas. I'm at Jeremy Balin on the Insta, at Remy Balin on other things. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
This has been an update.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Morono. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Balin. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.